Debbie Vinneman takes care of her grandchildren, Rowan, age 2, and Raiden, 11. That's because her daughter started using meth and is no longer in her son's lives.
After she graduated from high school, she just was making lots of really poor decisions and had some not so good boyfriends.
The Department of Health and Welfare stepped in and put one child and later the second into foster care. Now both boys live with Vinneman and her husband in their home in Boise. She cuddles Rowan protectively in her lap.
Do you want me to go lay you down?
No.
No? You're going to lay right here? He's not just somebody else's child, he's our child.
Vinneman's household is what's known as a kinship family.
Kinship families are when relatives and close friends step forward to raise children whose parents can no longer care for them.
That's Lauren Necochea, director of Idaho Kids Count. It's a nonprofit program that disseminates data and research on child well-being. A new report by Kids Count and the Annie E. Casey Foundation says the number of kinship families is growing at a rate 6 times faster than the number of children in the general population.
There are 2.7 million children across the country living in kinship families. We currently have over 7,000 Idaho children living with relatives other than their parents.
The Stepping Up for Kids report says there are many reasons why parents drop out of a child's life. Drug addiction, domestic violence, prison, even a military deployment can mean a parent is absent for a time. Necochea says the relatives who step in are often at a disadvantage.
Kinship caregivers are more likely to be single, older, less educated, unemployed, and poor. Many are grandparents. So for these caregivers, the financial burdens of raising a child are severe.
The report says most kinship families are not accessing the resources available to them. But Debbie Vinneman is bucking the trend. As a foster parent, she gets some state money for the children. Both boys are on Medicaid. And Rowan, the youngest, gets food from the Women, Infants, and Children program. Necochea says many kinship caregivers don't know they're even eligible for these services.
When you think about the costs involved in taking on a child, it's about $990 per month. Well, kinship families in the foster care system receive about an average of $511 per month, so that really falls short.
Necochea says communities are indebted to kinship care families like the Vinnemans and owe them support. For Debbie Vinneman, taking care of 2 grandchildren is both challenging and rewarding. She says she's able to do it with the help of her husband, her church, and her extended family.
Truthfully, I don't know that we could do this if we were not involved with the Lord and with having the support of really strong people behind us.
Vinneman and her husband hope to formally adopt their grandchildren this July. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.